This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. That's a new Ed Sheeran song featuring Khalid. Beautiful people.
The beautiful people. The beautiful people.
Ah, that's a fantastic song. People,
you know it.
The beautiful people.
I make it rain.
Hose. Ooh. It's not Friday, though.
It's not. You're right. It's sure only
does,
Tuesday.
Sure does feel like one, though.
Yeah, 3 hours, people.
What does that
mean? Nothing. Doesn't mean anything. Hey, everyone. I hope you're having a great day. It's going to be lovely weather this week and even getting hotter toward the weekend. So, good news. I got a story about Spotify here. I guess I didn't even know you could do this. If you had songs, you could just upload them to Spotify. But that's coming
as a music artist.
Yeah. Anybody could. You didn't need like a third party to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so didn't people usually bless you? Wasn't that SoundCloud?
SoundCloud is and still is, I guess, you know, just a place where you can feature your music. But apparently Spotify would let you do it too, and I don't know if people
right.
made
you need
hits
a tissue?
On Spotify. I could probably use one. Thank you. I did just sneeze, and I'm sure I'll be sniffling. So Spotify is, I actually think that my son might have said something about this, that he might have something on Spotify that I, but
it's
he's
normally
so,
playlists that people have.
Yeah,
that
but
they
they're
share
saying and independent artists were able to, thanks, Yuzi, I appreciate it. Independent artists were able to just upload their stuff and then I guess share it in their own playlists and, you know, try to get something happen with it. Spotify is ending its direct upload program. They announced it yesterday. The feature, well, they're calling it a beta feature, which they announced in September of 2018, allowed artists to upload their music directly to Spotify without needing to use a traditional distributor or third-party company. I guess there's companies called like TuneCore, DistroKid, and Stem that will sign a deal with you to put your music up onto. So there, it's like a third party that I assume takes a little piece of whatever you make or don't make on Spotify. In its announcement, they said, the best way for us to serve artists and labels is to focus our resources on developing tools in areas where Spotify can uniquely benefit them, like Spotify for Artists and our playlist submission tool. We're working with our distribution partners to help make this transition as simple as possible for the artists who uploaded music through this beta. So they're stopping accepting new uploads at the end of this month unless you have one of these third-party deals. So bad news for, I guess, people. Although if it was a beta thing, they were just trying it out anyways. Isn't that
right.
what that means?
Yeah.
So
we have 28 days then to upload as much music as
yeah,
you
can. Yeah, let's get it all up there. Get it up there. Make your
I don't know
point
how,
1,000th of a cent for each stream.
There's so many artists that want to be heard, and yet you go this third route, third party route, and they're taking a cut of it. I guess it's better to be heard than to, you know, that's your break, right?
I guess so.
So you can tour and sell merch.
It's funny, though, because if you start to get enough followers on SoundCloud, places start reaching out to you.
Mm-hmm.
Sean has had this happen to him a couple times, and these are people who
yeah,
are like,
right?
Yes. But you read the contract, and it's basically you become their bitch.
Right.
I'm like, if you want to do it, you can do it. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but just so you know, they own this for this long.
Well, mm-hmm. right, but as I'm sort of following that thought process, if you've really got something, a record label will come in and clear, then you'll be their
right.
bitch, but
right.
at least you'll have a full support system right. in place to go
so
make
he
it.
Has done some of that stuff. And
he
I'm
has.
Like, yeah, go ahead. It's fine, because he was under 18. Now he can do whatever the hell he wants. He's 18.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, great. This is an interesting story. Are you going to do the Venus Williams thing?
No.
Okay. There's a little girl, and her name is Corey Gauff.
I think they call her Coco.
Coco.
I haven't even heard this.
Oh, my God. So she was like the youngest person to qualify for Wimbledon, and they put her in the very first round expecting her to be out.
Wimbledon's on right now. Okay.
So this happened, I want to say yesterday.
It has to have been. It just started.
She won her first round match against Venus Williams, who is 39 and ranked 44th in the world. This little girl is, she's from Florida. She's ranked 313th in the world. The video is beautiful as she's winning. I guess she, let me see. I don't know exactly how they score tennis. I really don't. She beat five-time Wimbledon champion Venus Williams in straight sets 6-4, 6-4. Whatever that means, she beat her. So as she, as Venus screws up the final thing, this, yeah, it's worth a look. Yeah. So she's in the foreground here. And Venus is across from her. They volley it across a couple times, and then, boom, hits the net. So this little girl has just been...
Okay, how old is she?
15 years
okay,
old.
Okay, so you say she's little, but she's a full-grown athlete.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, looking at her, you go, oh, that's a...
And Venus is so sweet. Now they're at the net. They've shaken hands, and Venus is just... You know, that's how you win right there. And that's how you lose. She's just overcome. It's a... And there's her parents.
Good for her. You know what's trippy about tennis, as you say, this is Wimbledon, and that's a very famously a grass court,
yeah.
is that some tennis players... are great on grass and not on clay, yeah. and others, it's the opposite.
They all have their strengths.
It's such a weird thing to find. And in the men's side, it's Nadal and I can't think of the other.
Djokovic.
I was thinking of some. Federer is who I'm thinking of. But those two are like, one dominates clay and the other, Federer, I think it is, dominates the grass. And it's just a.
Well, anyway, what a freaking day for this young woman.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just,
at 15,
it's
knocks
just
out
amazing.
Venus.
And she said that the reason she even started playing tennis was Serena. That she just thought,
her sister.
I'm going to be like her.
That's sweet.
Good.
I know, it's great. So Venus is 39. She reached 4 of her 9 Wimbledon finals before Coco was even born. and Coco's a huge fan of the sisters. She's even said Serena Williams is the reason she plays. So congratulations to young Coco Gauff, or however you say Gauff.
Well,
maybe. I
hope
know.
We get to hear her name.
I know.
Through the rest of the week.
Boy, what a it's just a sweet little 30 seconds of video where you just watch someone, literally watch someone's dream come true to win your first round at Wimbledon.
Is her nickname Coco? Because I thought her name was Corey.
Corey is her name.
Corey's her name, but they call her Coco.
I see.
Joey Chestnut is a, we've talked about him here and there. He's a competitive eater.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like a San Jose guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just so gross.
Well, he's about to have his glory day, right? I mean,
every 4th of July,
it's the hot dog eating thing.
Yeah. Joey Chestnut said he's focused on prep before taking the stage Thursday for the main event. His diet for the next few days is just lettuce and water. He needs to stay hungry. Because he's trying to break his 2018 record. How much weight he puts on during the 10-minute competition. I guess last year when he won it and set a new record, he put on 24 pounds in 10 minutes. That's how much he puts down. And that's not just the hot dogs and the buns. That's the water that he uses to wash
the water
that
will put
down.
On a lot of
that's
weight.
Probably quite a bit of the weight. I guess that there's a woman, is her name Pseudo? She revealed she is at about 16 pounds. Joey Chestnut has won about $600,000 during his eating career since, I guess it's 15 years of it.
I don't like it. Do you ever watch it?
I don't like to. I have seen eating competitions where they're just horking those things out. They get 10 minutes to eat as many hot dogs as they can.
Makes me super sick.
I mean, 24 pounds of disgustingness. I mean, you do just yak that back up, right?
Yeah, you would hope.
You would think, you know, you get weighed in and you've broken the record, you're keeping it down, and then you stick your own fingers down your throat, right?
Oh, you really believe that?
Wouldn't you have to? Wouldn't you just die from it?
Oh. I don't know. I don't know what
either
you would
that,
do.
Either that or you're just in the bathroom for sitting on the toilet forever.
Like you pay the price for
He's famous.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
food-eating
famous, but famous nonetheless. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's worth it for for, you know, 2 days after to be, to have a tummy ache. I would think, I wouldn't want to throw up all that.
I'd want to get some of it out. Because it just has to be so uncomfortable. I mean, to put 24 pounds in your stomach. Okay, thanks. I'm done eating now.
Are you?
Wow, you like it way too much.
Me?
Not you.
Oh, okay. Oh, you like it a lot, too. I don't like that you like it so much.
Wow.
Can you go faster?
You can't
faster?
Get enough, can
I
you?
Really, I just can't stop eating.
Insatiable. How do you do it?
I'm really good at eating.
The great thing, she's able to ask for it every time.
Thank you, sir. Can I have another?
You're a really good sport.
Thanks.
I don't mean now. I mean taking that all in your mouth like that.
Sure. Yeah. Put it in my mouth. 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 Okay. All right. I feel like that one, that's over.
Do you?
I do. I feel like it is. Okay. Next story. It's another challenge.
Yes.
You know, we've seen some. There was the ice bucket challenge and the cinnamon challenge and all these, you know, the Tide Pod challenge. And don't do any of those, people. This one, though, I actually feel like we might have a guy who could pull this off, although he's already bitching about it.
I'm not bitching about it. What are you talking about?
Yes, you are. He's like, oh, I'm left footed, so I don't know if I can do it.
That's
like,
fine.
There's
I
me
said
in
I could
hell,
do it.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know
that's
if I
exactly
can do
how
it.
Oh,
I don't know, man. Yeah, it's tough for me to do that. There's something called the bottle cap challenge.
I said all that.
Sure. We're going to show you Jason Statham doing the bottle cap challenge right now. So, look, Jason Statham is he's super fit and clear. And, like, his form is incredible. Like, even basically there's a bottle in the foreground.
It's a spin kick, which is.
And it's just the neck and top of the bottle. So his hand comes around, then his other hand, and they're just right on the right plane. And then the foot comes around and. Barely touches the cap, spins it off, and it's off there.
Is something locking the glass down?
Somebody's holding it or something. It has to be, right? So, and it definitely is the case in the John Mayer video. John Mayer has taken the bottle cap challenge, and here's that.
You see somebody holding that.
He's got a lot worse form, but he does accomplish it.
Here's another one.
He spins it up.
Somebody else who's famous.
This is just another random.
He's a UFC guy.
All right.
I love it. That is so fun. So did you do that?
No,
I'm left-footed, so that would screw it on the wrong way. So I don't know if I can do it. I'm gonna have to practice.
Wait, he's doing this with his other foot here. Oh, that.
Okay,
that just knocked it off. Yeah. Well, I like it.
It's kind of funny because
do it, Bryn. You could do that.
They're spinning that cap right off. It's really neat.
Yeah, I just saw it a second ago, and I was sharing my thought process, and apparently now she just wants to call me out and.
Oh, why is she like that?
I know.
Oh, gee, I don't know. Put it in my mouth. Like put it in my mouth. Gulp.
Why are you such a mean lady?
Anyway, we'll see if we can get that up there. But it's really cool, actually, and especially the first time you see it. Like, watch the Jason Statham one. Like, his form is amazing, and he really.
How's John Mayer's form?
Fine.
It's not good.
Whatever. It's not Jason Statham form, but he gets the thing done.
Slow mo.
But Mayer has a charm.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. All right, that's going to do it for the 7 o'clock trash. Vincent, what is coming up in the news?
Oh, so much stuff, including people who've heard their neighbors do it.
Oh that's me. Ugh.
Right. And more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday at 7:36 in the morning. And man, you should watch this show. You go to radioalice.com/watch. You can see how happy we all are today, running all around like, woo! Hip, hip, hooray!
Woo!
Woo-hoo! Mm-hmm. Go to radioalice.com/watch. Takes you right to the looking glass.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at fremontbank.com. Here's what's happening. Women's World Cup soccer is on today. Semifinals, USA versus England at noon. Mm. Another
Go
game tomorrow,
USA.
Netherlands versus Sweden. But today is a biggie.
Mm-hmm.
Be there to support our crew. Go USA!
USA! USA!
All You're right.
Killing it.
We are doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just mention this real quick because we did lose. We were broken up with this week. Kevin Durant is leaving the Warriors. He's joining the Brooklyn
Nets. Get out of here.
No, I super duper care
nope,
and wish there was a
stop.
Way we could put it back together.
Can't. You gotta let go.
But the good
we'll
news
find someone
here,
just like him. Better even.
Well, Kevin Looney isn't better, but he is a great player. He showed
better name.
He showed very well in the playoffs, even though we lost, and he just signed a 3-year deal, so we get to keep him. Mm. We lose KD.
Get KL.
But we get to keep Kevin Looney, so he's the guy that was hurt, and they
hurt
said
people.
He's out for the season, and then he comes back and played hurt. Mm. You could see he was hurt. Mm-hmm. He had a cartilage rib injury, which I've had. I don't know how he played. Mm. It hurts so
well,
bad.
It's hard to breathe.
It's hard to move anything, right. And he was playing with it.
The bull, the beast.
Very strong man. Mm. You're right. This story from USA Today, serial toilet clogger got sentenced to 150 days in jail. So I did this story because I feel like we've been hearing about toilet clogging here in our building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
what
we've
you mean
definitely
deliberate.
This guy
clogging?
Was deliberately clogging toilets.
With what? Like, what would he do?
A water bottle.
Oh, what a douchebag.
A 35-year-old Wisconsin man was sentenced to 150 days in jail because he was repeatedly doing this in the women's bathrooms.
Yeah, please stop being a jerk.
Patrick Beeman was originally charged.
Just a mayhem, like a havoc wreaker.
12 misdemeanors of criminal damage to property.
Yeah, stop it.
Some of the charges were dismissed initially, but as it came time for him to be sentenced, the judge gave it to him good and said, no, we're not going to let you off.
Mm-mm.
You've been purposefully causing damage
yeah.
all over the place.
Plus, the ladies had no place to go.
Right.
We had to go. We couldn't go.
They say here, he apologized for the damage and stress he caused in a statement he read during sentencing. I need to make things right and pray for forgiveness every day. We're talking about clogging the toilets.
Mm. A jerk.
And yet, this is something that he felt compelled to do.
Great.
He said that he, let me see if I can find it. He got these thoughts to go find a bottle and clog the toilet.
Why?
Where I don't know why. Is that even,
just
what is that?
Just pure jerkiness. Just being a jerk.
You're a jerk.
They found him because he worked for a temp agency and he was doing this to all the places they sent him.
Oh my God. What a jerk. There's no other word for it. That's just yeah. like, just what a,
so does he like have douche. A technique like he would like put it in and then he would like sit there and watch the toilet overflow and then I don't know start jumping up and down and clapping or
I don't know if
what
he just
said
there was like a celebration afterward.
I feel like
did
yeah.
he stick the bottle in and then poop and then flush?
Oh, don't say that.
It doesn't
that.
Say anything
That's
about pooping at all. It just says that he gets urges to do odd things like look for bottles in the garbage to plug toilets.
Yeah, he needs to stop it with the urges to do things.
He's just a menace.
Jerk.
Looks like a normal guy, too. Like, you'd see him and you'd go, that's just some dude.
Yeah, random dude. Weak chin. White dude. Little scruffy beard.
What don't you like about his chin?
I just don't like him. He's a jerk, so
oh,
I'm
well,
trying to find something
jerk.
Bad to say.
Oh,
you're right.
Okay.
He's very normal looking.
All right.
His chin's fine.
35-year-old dude, his
yeah.
thing
Get
is clogging toilets.
Don't let
so
that be your thing.
So he's going to do 150 God. Days in jail, 100
Good.
Hours of community service. He's going to pay a $5,500 fine.
Good.
But I don't know. We've been hearing about toilet clogging here,
mm-hmm.
downstairs and upstairs.
Mm.
And the men's room here is never okay.
What do you mean?
There's always water
there's
all over
lake.
The floor.
Yeah, there's a lake.
I don't think there's water.
Well, whatever the case.
Whatever
put,
it is.
They put it's those KCBS guys.
Probably. They put
well, they're complaining. They have it on the email saying that it's somebody else. I have it right here. I printed it out.
Who else could it be? There's two stations on this floor, and they're the other. And it's not you guys, is it?
Is it the engineers?
It's not me.
No, because it happens in the afternoon.
Is it the accounting department?
It's that afternoon guy over on KCBS.
The accounting department still
have that
guy.
It's ridiculous. Guy. It smells so bad in your bathroom. Like sometimes if the door's open, I'm like, oh my God.
Didn't we used to call it the River of Pee or something like that?
Hideous.
There's a
called our bathroom the River of Pee?
The Lake of Pee.
I've had to call
because it's leaking out.
Security several times on the men's bathroom.
Security?
Well, because then security contacts building maintenance guy. Security's here before him.
There's a giant garbage bag on the urinal right now.
Why?
Because it doesn't work?
Yeah, we're not allowed to. Right. We're not allowed to pee in the urinal.
You gotta go into the.
Right. I just want you to pee all over the floor.
Is there just one urinal?
Yeah, and two toilets.
Yeah. Kind of a bummer.
You guys have to take turns.
Wait in line.
No, there's two toilets. Yeah. And one urinal, so we.
I don't see any dudes crossing the streams, though, so I think everybody just waits for their turn.
All right. You ever zone out when you're driving?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I
get there and go,
I don't even get here.
I don't remember driving here. I don't think
especially
I paid
a place
attention.
That you drive all the time.
Yeah.
It's just like zoned out, thinking your thoughts.
Having a lot on your mind. That's it. Having a lot on your mind is the number one reason we zone out. We're driving, we're rolling, we seem to, we got everything as it needs to be, and then we just get lost in thought.
Yeah. I don't think it's even that you're not paying attention. It's that, you know, if nothing happens, you're.
Well, that's it, though. If you're lost in your thoughts and everything is situation normal, you're good.
Yeah. It's but if something happens.
If a deer jumped out of nowhere and right in front of your car, you would not be prepared to make a good defensive
reflexive
move.
Right. Yep. You wind up driving off a bridge.
You'd probably make a mistake.
Right.
Whether that's you don't know who's next to you trying to swerve and hit a car next
to you. Right, because you should be aware of, you know.
I try to keep the lane next to me clear so I can make a move if I need to. Mm-hmm. That's the person who gets up and then locks in at 75 next, 65 next to me.
Right, or in your blind spot.
I'm like, I'm out of here. I'm going to go slower and let you go past
me. You go ahead.
Yeah, you're obviously in a hurry.
I'm not going to speed up.
Right. Because you're just going to speed up.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get there safely, sir or madam.
Yeah.
Troublemaker.
It is a weird feeling, though. Like, it's almost like road hypnosis. You just sort of, you're not asleep at the wheel, but you're elsewhere. And it you wind up pulling in someplace and going, wow.
I'm here.
How did that happen? I feel like I just got in my car at the station and now I'm home.
Right. Having a lot on your mind is the number one reason we zone out. Also, driving the same stretch of road all the time.
Yeah.
The same route every day. Because driving's boring.
Yeah. And if you're just going along.
Here are a few more random stats from this survey that they did about driving where they found a large percentage of us just zone out. 90% of us think we're good drivers.
I'm an okay driver.
I'm a great driver.
I don't know. I've driven with you and behind you and in front of you. And
I'm super good,
so
right?
You're an okay driver.
I'm really good.
Hooman, are you a great driver? All dudes think they're great drivers.
I'm okay. I mean,
Yeah, okay. Okay is fine.
I'm not phenomenal.
Everybody makes mistakes driving.
I'm no Bryn, I'll say that.
Thank
Bryn's
you.
Bryn's a good driver.
You're
Bryn
a good driver?
Way too
I
fast.
Feel like I'm
Bryn
a really
drives
good
way too fast.
Bryn,
way too fast.
Yeah.
Bryn is probably.
I'm always grabbing onto stuff when I'm with Bryn.
Yeah, he's,
nice.
He's
I appreciate that.
He's like
grabbing onto stuff.
Like holding onto
his
the door.
Hold it hard.
Anything I could grab, hold outside. Up. He scares me.
Yikes.
With a car, he's great. Motorcycle, not so much.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. You're really bad at that, Bryn.
Yeah.
Remember when
we blame the yoga mat for that, right?
No, it was backpack.
It was sparring gear, but
it's all of it.
It was a big duffel. What do you call those?
Duffel bag.
Yeah. It was the bag that made him crash. Yeah. He was fine.
It seized up my rear tire.
Right.
Get off me, dude.
If it wasn't the bag.
Normally I'm good.
Too
I rode
fast.
This weekend.
How fast were you going? You think?
Not that fast. Like speed limit ish.
Yeah, right.
Something like that.
That's not what you told me the other day.
What? You're full of it.
No, I'm not.
If it wasn't the bag, it would have been the raccoon. If it wasn't the raccoon, it would have been the rock.
Yeah. That's right, Hoomy.
He would have blamed it on something.
1 in 7 of us don't think we'd pass if we had to retake our driver's test.
I think I'd pass.
The written or the driving part?
Either yeah, one.
The written one, I don't know.
Yeah, the written one, I don't know.
Well, you have to, if you have to go in and get a license renewal.
Oh, the
like
real
if they
ID?
Don't, if they don't keep, you know, if you redoing
right.
you.
Yeah.
They make you take the written test again. I had to do that.
Oh, funny.
Oh, and I took it, I also took it when I got a license in Oregon.
Oh, right.
Dude, it's so easy. Yeah. You can't fail that.
Sometimes
you can't.
They ask about penalties for drunk driving and stuff. That's
yeah, you brush up for 2 seconds in the parking lot with the handbook, and you walk in and
so
ace
it's not
it.
A surprise quiz? Well, not a pop quiz?
It's the easiest thing in the world.
How many people do you see taking the test with the book right next to them?
Oh.
You can't do that.
Well,
oh, look at it on my phone. I'm getting a call.
They have someone walking around and watching people.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not hard. You don't need to cheat. It's really, really easy.
Might need to.
Don't cheat.
Don't worry. I'm not going to let my license expire.
All right.
Got to get that real ID.
A 34-year-old guy named Stanley Payne Jr. in Springwater. It's in upstate New York. Last week, he was upset when he saw someone parked in front of his house. That's my spot, dude. Mm,
it's not, though.
It's in front of my house. That's the spot that, it's my spot. Mm.
You do feel that way about your spots
I know.
On your street.
Everyone
but they're
does. Everyone
not
has
yours.
That.
Yeah.
Anyway. The guy parked in front of his house and was a little bit on his lawn, too.
Now we're talking.
So
now
Stanley just happens to be a demolition derby car driver.
Oh, for God's sake. Oh, yeah. Just happens to be.
Yeah. So he hopped into his...
monster truck?
His derby car. Oh. And smashed into the car that was parked in his spot.
Oh, no.
So he's in trouble,
he's,
right?
Well, he is in trouble, but I think he's perfectly justified. He was arrested for felony criminal mischief.
Yeah, that's not... okay.
But that's what you get,
no,
bub.
That's not what you get.
You don't
I'm
park
just trying
on
to
my
park.
Lawn in front of my house.
Well, the lawn thing does cross a line. I'll give him that. So what is there, no sidewalk? I don't get it.
Oh, man. How bad would you like to have a demolition derby car? Just handy for times when you need it.
You know, it's good that you don't because they're in the moment when you're so mad because road rage just, you know, you're starting to see red and... you don't. What you don't want is a flamethrower, or you know, a harpoon shooter, or a demolition.
No, you
derby.
Do
no,
want
you
that
don't.
Because I know where that yellow Honda lives, mm-mm. and I'm going to find
no,
it.
Don't do it. You got to let it go. Everybody makes mistakes driving. Let it go. Hey, that's like there's a story today about they ranked all the Disney songs, I guess, based on streams and stuff, and that's the number one by far. But the thing is. That's the number one song by far.
I'm not
that
surprised.
List.
That's a huge
but
song
I think
in
that,
people's lives.
Well, right. But here's the other thing.
Well, it's not aimed.
It's at... available in the streaming era.
Yeah,
you know?
That's
so all
it,
these
right
songs
there.
are available, but they'll never catch up stream-wise because that song was so huge. But if they'd been streaming since the days of Snow White, I mean, you know.
Right.
The Wishing Well song, I'm sure, would have
I doubt
been a
it.
Huge one.
That song, that movie in general, is at my house, it's like crack. Mm.
So
my
are you
daughter
guys excited for
was re- we're
Frozen
super
2?
Excited, but that's that movie was the big that's the biggie.
I can't figure out what the plot of Frozen 2 is from the trailer.
I can't either, but you know,
doesn't matter.
Stuck on
well,
an island.
Yeah. Based
waves.
On what it, I'll tell you what
Frozen
I
horses
think
underwater.
I was able to gather, because it says something like what you think you know isn't real or didn't happen or isn't what it, I think maybe her parents lived.
Oh. Well, that
you know,
would be
a
nice happy ending.
They get in that ship and they go, and then they're never
right.
But maybe they just got marooned. Mm. It happens.
And she's got to go find them on the ice island.
I don't know. I'm guessing. I mean, I don't know what happens.
Where'd she get her powers from? Do they explain that?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, good.
Yes.
In the second one, or
actually, do they? I don't know how she gets her powers.
Yeah. I'll look it up.
I can't remember that.
I don't think they explain it.
I've seen it so many times too. I know that when they take her to the hobbits or whatever they are. What are they? Trolls?
All right, so they don't know for sure, but there's a theory similar to Rapunzel. When about to give birth to Elsa, her mother absorbed a flower with ice magic.
Oh.
And the power was given
absorbed
to Elsa
it?
At the moment.
Maybe
of
we'll
her.
Find out this next.
Maybe we will.
Okay, that'd be
yeah,
good.
Yeah, that would be good. Mm. Mm.
Is there anything worse?
No.
Than being home alone for the millionth night in a row and hearing your neighbors doing it.
Ugh.
Pounding
not that great.
It right into your head that you're alone and they're not, yeah. and they're getting laid, and you're not.
Well, leave your house once in a while.
They're having the time of their life. Hey, some people got to sleep.
Yeah, Hooman.
I do get to hear him often.
According to a new survey, about 1 in 3 people say they've heard their neighbors having loud sex.
Yeah, it's no good.
Doing it.
Something gross about hearing other people doing it. Like, oh,
I know.
God.
Yucky.
Do you have a Peebo?
A Peebo? Peebo? I don't.
Oh, that's too bad.
You should get a through-the-floor Peebo.
I was going to say it would have to be in my roof.
Right.
My ceiling.
You haven't thought about that?
Peebo.
Yeah, just drill a little Peebo.
15 minutes. He's quite the lover.
That is not sexy.
No.
So the guy's got a real squeaky bed. He needs to get like a futon or something.
Oh, my God.
Well, he's got 15 minutes a game, too. That's pretty good. What do you mean? Where?
He usually goes 2 or 3 times, too. He doesn't just do it once.
And it's a different girl every time, right?
Always, yeah.
That's good. He's living a life.
Is this the remix?
Wow.
Wow, push it.
Boom on.
Damn. Mixmaster Bryn over there.
Put it in my mouth. Put it in my mouth.
Does this guy know that you are so heavily invested in his love life?
I'm not.
Listen to you retell the stories.
There's no escape, and it's constant.
Oh, my God.
You got to stop.
Our text number is...
Hurt. I'm smiling.
Oh, not that one. Hold on.
Our text number. You went and made one, the right one,
this is
and
the
you
real
didn't
one.
Play it.
800.
What's the right one? Oh, that's it? Let's hear it again. I like the other one better. Yeah. I don't like that.
That's the real one, though.
What's that sort of weird noise?
Yeah, it sounds like someone's talking.
Yeah.
It was me talking.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying? I was saying 800, 400, 369.
That's the text number, and please don't text
I'll be
and drive.
Back.
Yeah, don't talk during that. It.
He has to talk while he types. He's one of those.
Who minutes?
Yes.
People like you that go to church that perpetuate the devil and evil, because if it wasn't for the devil and evil, you guys would have no use for church.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Okay.
Please tell Hooman that Megan Rapinoe of the U.S. women's soccer team does not take a knee during the national anthem. She stands and does not sing or put a hand over her heart, but she does not take a knee. Mm.
Is she the one with the short blonde hair who's like, I would never go to the White House?
But she's also, like, I think their best player as well.
She scored 2 goals, or was it 2?
She's
I think
2 amazing.
In the last game, which got us past France and into a game today at noon against England.
USA, USA, USA.
Let's see here. The story about Coco just made my entire day. Such an inspiration for all young athletes who think they will never be able to rise to the level of their idols.
Aww.
You will. She did it at 15. It's crazy. Good for her.
Yep.
Just the look on her face is priceless.
Mm-hmm.
And Venus is so sweet as they come up to the net together. I mean, it's just the perfect picture of sportsmanship.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Hunter Biden.
I'm so glad you said that, because I just saw the headline. He's talking.
It's unbelievable. There's some.
He's a kook, right? I gotta look
a little
up.
More than that.
Dude, a crackhead is what he is.
Oh, my.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.